Hey, it's Doug Gottlieb. You know, our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for fast, free shipping, free roadhouse protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive, simply go to TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right.
This is the Doug Gottlieb Show. Here's In the Bonus with Doug Gottlieb.
What a Doug Gottlieb Show in the Bonus in Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app. Welcome in. So I have a question for you guys. What is the number one topic in your mind that you want to talk about in sports? Okay. The number one topic that you want to talk about in sports. And I ask you because look, the NBA playoffs, the last game last night, concluded late in the evening. You know what? Let me not even throw it out. Let me just, Jason Stewart, in our meeting, the number one topic you believe that you want to talk, not what America wants to hear, what you want to talk about most is what?
Probably the Kevin Durant sons. You know me, I skew negative. And Kevin Durant failing again with another super team. That's interesting to me.
Okay. Sam, what would be the one thing that you want to talk about the most?
I'd say I'm fascinated and intrigued, drawn in by how conference realignment's going down in college football. What it'll look like in a year from now, 5 years from now.
Wait, really? Today? Why today do you want to talk about conference realignment? I'm interested. Did something happen over the weekend I wasn't aware of?
No, it's going to be weird, man. It's just a weird, like, I've already got my, you know, we had the draft. And
I got it. That's an interesting one. Well, the draft part is where, what you got me to in a very strange fashion,
well,
Sam, but that's
we're
okay.
Talking college football, these guys going in the pros, and
the
landscape just continues to change.
I'm going to be critical of the NFL, and I may be wrong. I allow myself the right to be wrong. Okay. Thursday night is gigantic. Do you have the numbers, Jay Stu, on what their rating was on Thursday night? I'm sure it's substantial.
Yeah, let me effort that.
Okay. But I think they made a calculated mistake, and I have an easy fix for it. Do you guys want to hear it?
Let's do it.
Okay. So one of the things the NFL does a great job of is putting their programming on at the correct day that we can follow, watch, and then it also allows us generally to talk about it the next day.
I got 34.3 million viewers between all the networks.
That's amazing. Yeah. That's a gigantic number. Remember, we're talking about how many million people watch the WNBA draft, and like people, we made it out to be this gigantic thing.
Wasn't it like 17 or something?
Yeah.
2.4 million.
Huh?
For the WNBA draft.
With how many?
2.4.
2.4. The NFL has how many? 33?
34.
34. Okay. So, big boy, cool story. But again, I'm not diminishing the WNBA draft. That's a gigantic number. But the NFL one is that's a behemoth. But it's really hard on a Monday to find juicy topics to talk about. Now, part of it was the Thursday night allowed for like a Thursday night football where we could talk about the Michael Penix draft and the first round on a Friday. I get that. But if you're the NFL, shouldn't Sunday night be draft night? Right? Think about it. Shouldn't Sunday night be draft night? And the reason is you could then have Monday night, like a Monday night football, for the rest of the draft or for the second day of the draft. I want you to be on, unless you are hard fucking core. Like you are, let's just be honest, a complete loser. You had it on your phone, or maybe you had it up as background, but all weekend you didn't pay attention to the NFL draft. Stop lying if you said you did. And so the benefits of it are it still helps you. Sunday night is still the night to get gigantic numbers, but it also allows for an entire week of discussion about the NFL draft. Whereas we had the buildup to the draft, which was ultimately on a Thursday. Friday we talked about it, and now it's really forced. Now it's just really forced right now. So my suggestion for NFL draft is, why not do it on Sunday night? Why not do it on Sunday night? Just go, hey, we're going to do it on Sunday night. And if it conflicts in terms of ESPN, I know because the game's late. Like, dude, you can't tell me ESPN coming off of NBA games into that would be amazing. But I found myself driving to work today thinking, God, NFL topics seem like they're 2 or 3 days old. And what's important in sports is just important in life is we are in an instant reaction society and people's attention span does move on. And that's why I think, Jason, why your mind is like, hey, let's talk about the Suns losing instead of talking about some of the bizarre draft picks that were made.
Interesting you say that because First Take today, Shannon Sharp doesn't do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And one of their lead topics today was Shannon's take on Michael Penix to the Falcons. And that is 4 days old.
Yeah,
but because
it's day
he
old
wasn't
Dollar
on
Street.
First Take Friday, yeah. They think the viewers care.
Well, I'm going to say something which is, it is critical. It's also fair, but I'm not going to state who it is. There is a big time, I won't say radio or TV host. I'm not going to give it away. That'd be unfair. Hey, but everything they have always done is scripted. And the problem with scripted sports is things change by day. Like right now we're doing this podcast. But there's a chance that while doing this, recording this podcast, again, I don't think it happens, but there's a chance that that Phoenix makes a coaching change. If Phoenix makes a coaching change, whatever we're going to say about Phoenix changes dramatically. And we can't go by a script that was written last night or even early this morning. Right? And my point is, and that guy who does that show is very talented. I'm not in any way diminishing their talent, but their style of doing it really worked well in the 90s and early 2000s when you could get up a newspaper or get to a website and find stories and then write about it. And then you have kind of your takes based upon last night's stories that appear today. Now everything is now. And again, that so you understand, I'm trying to make my point where you're right. The Shannon Sharp take, that has to be on Friday. It's why Bill Simmons, I'll name Bill Simmons. Bill Simmons' HBO show didn't work. Because you can't record a show. I think, did it run on Wednesdays or was it recorded on Wednesdays and ran on like Saturday or Sundays or something? I think it ran on Sundays and they recorded on Wednesdays. You can't do it. Too much changes between Thursday, Friday, Saturday to have it and Sunday to have it on Sunday night running on HBO. You just can't. So I'm with you. I do think it's a mistake. It's a mistake for the NFL to do it on a Thursday. They're not changing because they just got 34 million people to watch on Thursday. I think you get that same or greater number on a Sunday, and then it would make it way easier to talk about the NFL, and the NFL would be much more relevant for a longer period of time in the draft season. All right, let's talk about that Phoenix thing. I know it's very easy to talk about Kevin Durant. Super easy to talk about Kevin Durant. But the reality is, we are prisoners of the moment. While I'm recording this, Cowherd is, I have no idea what he's asking Rick Bucher, but it's something negative about Kevin Durant. He is clearly not on Team Durant. And I've always been on Team Durant. But the bigger story, the reality to it is that was a complete mishmash. First years are hard with any super team. And if we remember back, Kevin Durant was playing with the Brooklyn Nets. James Harden was hurt, or James Harden was playing with a bad hamstring. Kyrie Irving got hurt. They even after being up two games none and blowing out the Bucks, it got to a game seven, and he hits a three, and if his toe wasn't on the line, they go to the finals where the Bucks, who beat them, ultimately won. So you can sit here and tell me that this version of Kevin Durant is not. Kevin Durant last night had 33 points on 17 shots. If you're killing Kevin Durant right now, you probably didn't watch many of the games this year. Hey, the bigger issue is the construct of this team was a complete disaster. And some of it does have to do with Kevin Durant. Okay? But you took a coach. Okay, Frank is a data-generated, I mean, he loves data. Okay, he's an over-preparer. And he's a guy who loves the film room, because that's where he got his start in the NBA. That's where he got to start actually at Kentucky as a manager. Loves the film room, loves the breakdown, loves the analytics, loves that stuff. Very detail-oriented. Do you know who else is really detail-oriented that's a superstar in the NBA? LeBron James. Do you know who's not? Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant likes details. Okay? He's super bright. But he just, like, let's just go out and play. Let's just go out and play and play hard. So what happens is, first you have the makeup of their staff. They kept Kevin Young, who's now the new head coach at BYU. Kevin Young was a really well-regarded assistant who did the offense for them. So they keep Kevin Young because some of the players like Kevin Young. And they hire Frank. I don't know how those two got along, but it didn't seem like the product was particularly good, and Kevin Durant didn't like the offense. That's been noted. So it starts with the coaching staff. You hire a coach to work with Kevin Durant. That probably doesn't work, but maybe it does. Then you hire an assistant coach who was supposed to possibly be the head coach, and that doesn't work between those two guys. Oh, yeah, and I mean, if you hadn't figured it out yet, Brad Beal is a disaster. Like, Kevin Durant will take all the bullets in the world, but the fact is that Brad Beal, he wasn't ready for that level. It's a completely different sport than the one that he had been playing in Washington. Right? There's an expression in basketball, it goes like this. Every bad team has a leading score. And what that means is, I don't care if he averaged 31 a game in 2001. I don't care. One, he's not that guy anymore. He suffered a lot of injuries. But two, those are meaningless basketball games. These are real basketball games. And do you know the Anthony Edwards dunk? Okay. The Anthony Edwards dunk that essentially ended the series.
Last night, yep.
Oh, amazing dunk, right? Okay. So you like to talk about things that went wrong. All right. So here's what went wrong. On that play, on that ISO, Booker is supposed to go double the basketball. I know this. I don't think this. I know this. Nonetheless, he was in help. Right? So either he didn't say it, or Beal didn't hear it, or Beal didn't know what he was doing. Additionally, it's not just on those two, because then Beal reaches and gets beat to the baseline. When he goes to the baseline, Kevin Durant came over to help. He's the low man. The low man has to meet, okay, has to meet the basketball outside of the lane. So let's go through the breakdown here. Booker didn't double when he was supposed to double. Beal didn't force the ball to the middle where the double was coming from. And Kevin Durant was late being the low man getting into help, and so he got dunked on. So when you hear people say, hey, they're not a connected team, that's what it means. Because what's supposed to happen is, I got ball. You know, whatever your double call is, I'm in the middle. And then Kevin Durant is supposed to say, I got the bucket. None of that happened. And instead, it's Anthony Edwards with a dunk, which is going to be the repetitive highlight for years and years and years to come. This is the Anthony Edwards announce your presence, Nukalu style, with authority moment. So it's really easy to get on to Kevin Durant because he gives off weird vibes. He hasn't won a title since he left Golden State. Right? And he was the easy target when he left Oklahoma City. And we're probably right, right? We're probably right. Like, they probably had to get out of Oklahoma City, went to a place, won back-to-back finals MVPs. They would have won three titles if he was healthy in Golden State. But I think there's a lot more factors as to why the Suns were a disaster, more so than Kevin Durant somehow, like, isn't a great player. He's an all-time great. It's a bad mix. Just like LeBron's going home tonight, too. Okay? And that comes down to general manager, president, coaching, all this different stuff. And players. It's a different sport. Brad Beal was a star in Washington. He's just another guy in Phoenix. Because the level of basketball, even in the same league, is completely different when they get to the playoffs.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo tire test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Let's get to what the Fox said.
And now...
Every day at this time in the bonus here on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio, we play for you a previous portion of a Fox Sports Radio or Fox Sports 1 show. This is Colin Cowherd talking about the Cowboys not drafting skill players all weekend.
The Dallas Cowboys, who did not get any better in free agency. They had no money because they're overpaying Dak, and did not draft a running back, although they need two desperately, and they need another receiver or three, and they only got one in the sixth round. They will be more dependent on Dak Prescott than ever before. And there are basic lines that we know are true. If Dak doesn't get 100 yards run support, he's got a losing record. Dak has feasted on losing teams in the NFL. So don't confuse tanking with strategy. Billionaires would rather have an average season but maintain leverage. I mean, Jerry's not going to Super Bowls in the last 25 years anyway. What he doesn't want to do, and the reality of how Jerry Jones has lived the last several years, is paying a B quarterback A-plus money. And he does not want to do that again. I thought it was strategy.
The paying Dak Prescott too much money is a real thing, and I agree with him. The problem is, like, Colin, what's your solution? Right? Colin, what's your solution? Because it'd be the biggest dead cap hit ever. You're not going to cut him, right? And this allow them to not renegotiate his deal. Otherwise, you've got to renegotiate his deal, and that means you're going to have Dak on the roster for years to come. This is their way of saying, "Hey, you got to prove it to us. You know, prove it to us." But I also think that I'm going to disagree with him on running back. And frankly, on wide receiver, we would all agree the Cowboys have good players. Do the Cowboys, when they lose because they don't have good enough players? No. They lose because their quarterback turns the fucking ball over on two pick sixes, you know, to a defense that was so bad they fired their defensive coordinator. Right? They don't lose because of they don't have good enough running backs. They don't lose because they don't have good enough wide receivers. They don't lose for any of that shit. They needed help on the offensive line. They got help on the offensive line. I look at the Dallas Cowboys in their draft, and hold on real quick. They get a big-time offensive lineman. They get an edge rusher. They get a guard. Okay, and once you get out of and they get a linebacker. And once you get out of that third round, you get to the fifth round, now you're just taking best possible prospects. But they had the best line in football. That line is old. It needs to be replaced, and that's what they're doing. And my thing has always been, and I said this with Belichick last year, and I was wrong about Belichick. They couldn't fix it in time. But if a group in this specific case, if a group like the Dallas Cowboys front office drafts well for a decade, then when they draft, let's not question who they drafted. Does that make sense? You know, you may ask them why. Hey, why'd you get drafted these guys? It's fair. But I just, and look, Colin, he's very likely relaying what he hears, because he talks to lots of NFL people, lots of them. And whatever their process was, I don't know. But what I can tell you is that the Cowboys generally have drafted very well over the past 10, 15 years. Talent has not been a problem. So I'm not one to question who they draft. That's just not how I roll. That's why we talked about the Penix thing. Like, the Penix thing in and of itself was a weird pick. But then when you factor in that the same group had made some disastrous first and second round picks previously, and you start to understand why it's easy to question the selection. Here's Dan Patrick talking about Drake May to the Patriots.
What's the grade I'm going to give you? Now, love what the Bears did. Now, in 3 years from now, we might be like, what were they doing? Why did they take that guy? I mean, I liked Justin Fields when they took him. It just, they didn't surround him with any talent. So I could give them a good grade on getting Justin Fields. I could give the franchise a bad grade on what they did surrounding him. The same with the Patriots. Drake may be a franchise quarterback. He better be. But are the Patriots going to surround him? That's really the key for success. Like, would I have drafted Drake May if I was the Patriots? No, I wouldn't. just because I wouldn't do that to another rookie quarterback. The strategy behind that, that felt like, because I was told the Giants were interested in going up. There were two teams, at least two teams, interested in going up and knocking on the door with the Patriots, because everybody knew Caleb Williams would go one, Jaden Daniels two, and were the Patriots open for business? The Giants were interested.
Well, I agree with Dan in that you're just, it's the same strategy over and over again. They did draft two wide receivers, and there's lots of rumors that they're going to go out and make some plays to get some more, a more talented group as well. So we'll see. Again, this is just part of the story, right? It's just part of the story. Some people think they're gonna go after Deebo Samuel and get him. But first round draft picks, I mean, obviously what Chicago was able to do in completely revamping their offensive side of the football and then drafting, that sounds like a much better plan than what New England's doing. But you also have to factor in that the Bears are in a different place than where New England is. Belichick was so good for so long that they never drafted this high. They just did. Never drafted this high. And he wasn't particularly good at drafting offensive players, especially wide receivers. But this is a totally new group, and I think you got to give him time. Remember, the Bears, this is year three of Ryan Poles, right? This is year three. So they had two top 10 picks. They had a defense that they'd already been able to build. They had a ton of cap space, and they went out and shuffled things around and got a whole new offense. Patriots can't do that. They're not in that position yet. So let's see if this plan works.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporting handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from a full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires at a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
This is Brady Quinn talking about Chris Ballard's rant on unnamed sources about players leading up to the draft.
I do tend to relate to the frustration of, in this process, the person who ultimately takes the biggest beating is the player. And it's odd, man. It really is. When you transition from the college season to the NFL season, it becomes so negative. It's so negative, the entire process. It's all about what these players can't do anymore, what their flaws are, what the weaknesses are. And some people might say that that's fine. It's a profession now. You know, that's what you're doing. You're trying to project these guys. You got to know the good and bad. I understand that. But what a lot of people on the outside don't understand is that what makes it to the actual media comes from agents. Competing agents with other players trying to prop up, boost up their player versus another. That's where all this information goes and gets out from. You talk to coaches, you talk to players, people you know, they're not telling you anything they're doing. They're just not. They're not. Not until maybe if you're an insider, you're you know, talking night before the draft, you know, a couple days before the draft, something like that. But all this negative stuff you hear, it usually comes from agents.
No, it doesn't. I completely disagree with Brady. I could be wrong because Brady played in the NFL and has covered the NFL for CBS for a long time, CBSSports.com. Okay, but all of that stuff comes from the scouts. That's where it comes from. And, oh, yeah, by the way, like, look, dude, the unnamed sources rant, and we played it for you on radio, it's the dumbest fucking rant that people always go on all the time. Always go on all the time. Because what we do is we shoot the messenger. Okay? Actually, let's play for you. Here's the rant.
I don't know. I mean, I read some of the bullshit that was said on TV. I mean, just the typical fucking, excuse my language, our typical league, unnamed sources, you know, bad interview. That's such bullshit. I mean, it fucking is. It's bullshit. Like, put your name on it. I'm tired. We tear these young men down. These are 21, 22 young men. And if people out there can tell me they're perfect in their lives, it's crap. It's crap. This is a good kid. And, you know, for those reports to come out, like, you know, I said it last year. It's bullshit. I'm sorry. I apologize for the language.
All right, here's what you can do, Chris. You can stop fucking lying to people. Okay? Stop lying to people. Stop it. This is what we do. We love, this is like sugar for people. Oh my God, yeah, fuck the media. Okay, so do we know what's at play here? Do you know, Adonai Mitchell, do you know anything about him? Okay, he's a type 1 diabetic. All right. An unnamed source said, hey, he's fallen in the draft because as a type 1 diabetic, didn't really take care of himself as well as he could have. That's the unnamed source. By the way, Chris Ballard, you're a lying fucking dude right now because you could have taken him earlier and you traded down to get him. Oh, I love the kid so much. Why don't you fucking take him right in the spot? Like, this is such bullshit from Chris. Here's why. You can't name a source that talks about somebody's medical information. But we're all sitting there going like, why is that guy falling? I remember this happened with, do you guys remember the name DeJuan Blair? Anybody remember the name DeJuan Blair? Okay, DeJuan Blair was a star player at Pitt. Star player at Pitt. And I was working at ESPN on the draft at the time. And DeJuan Blair was dropping in the draft, despite the fact that, like, nowadays, I kind of think if he lost weight, like, he probably could have been a beast in the NBA, but he was an undersized big guy. Okay. But a dominant player. Dominant. He fell in the draft because he had no ACLs. Let me repeat that. He had zero ACLs, none. And you can play, you can live. Anybody who's torn their ACL, the doctor will tell you, like, you can be fine. You can be fine. But your career as a professional athlete will be much shorter. Okay, because your knees, inevitably, you're going to get a lot of pain in there. You're going to get a lot of swelling in there. It's just hard. It creates so much pressure on those other tendons and ligaments and cartilage, whatever, with the wear and tear of the NBA. Your career's not going to last terribly long. So DeJuan Blair, who everyone was screaming on draft day, he was 6'7", 270. But again, different world, traditional power forward, undersized low post player. Okay. But Dwan Bair played, I think, like 6-7 years in the NBA. And really, it was the first five were relatively productive, mostly off the bench, some starting for the San Antonio Spurs. And everything those scouts told you about not taking care of his body and having no ACLs ended up becoming it was a reason he was drafted low and a reason that his NBA career didn't last that long. So is the scout wrong or is the media person wrong for letting you in on that information? No. No. So listen, when you're in a draft room and you see Ladd McConkey, who does not have the God-given gifts of an Adonai Mitchell, right? They were on the same team for 2 years at Georgia. Ladd McConkey went before him. Why? He's seen as an incredible route runner. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you don't think the type 1 diabetes turns some dudes off? Of course it does. Of course it does. And how would you get that information? You're a scout. You go do your job. You basically hang out at the University of Texas. You talk to all the medical personnel. You know, you live there. You got to know it, own it. And I'm sure somebody on the Texas staff was like, man, he's a talented dude. He's had a great year, but he doesn't just keep up with his, he doesn't keep up with his stuff. Doesn't keep up with his stuff. And if we're going to do away with unnamed sources, well, then what do we do with Deep Throat? Because if Doug Gottlieb was the one saying, hey, people at Texas are telling me he doesn't keep himself in the best condition. He doesn't eat right. He's type 1 diabetic. He doesn't really keep an eye on it. He's been great at the college level despite this. It would be, today would be about me, not about the pick. Chris Ballard is dealing with the same shit that everybody always does. Like, oh, why'd you just put your name on it? The name doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. If it wasn't a thing, hey, why did he fall from the first round to late in the second round? And why did you pass on him earlier when you could have taken him? There's obviously a reason he fell. It doesn't mean that it ends up becoming valid at the end of the day. At the end of the day, you're like, man, he grew up, took care of himself, became a pro. He's great. Okay, good. But what we do is, and Ballard's just as guilty as anybody, we turn against the media. Like, it's somebody's fault they did their fucking job and did the research that Adonai Mitchell wasn't taking care of himself? That's bullshit. That's what the Fox said.
What does the Fox say?
Let's get to our pick of the day.
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby!
It's time for the pick of the day.
All right, the Lakers are taking on the Nuggets. The Oklahoma City's taking on the Pelicans. And Miami's taking on Boston. All favorites. The team's expected to win the series. And Boston obviously can't close it out tonight, but the Nuggets can. I thought the Nuggets were awful in a winnable game in Game 4. 7 points is a lot of points, though. But I think they win in blowout fashion tonight. Give me the Nuggets, even though I'm laying 7. That's our pick of the day. Thanks so much for joining us. Check out tomorrow's show on the Doug Gottlieb Show, starting at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.